where the lines get very yudalad amid aleph, where the lines get very wide, three lines before that, at the end of the line, it says ki osir avdimi. Okay. This is basically the next piece of Gemara, is just a bunch of psukim about Yirmiyah. Yeshaya cursed the Jews with 18 curses about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Kasir Avdimi, when Ravdimi came from, Ravdimi went to learn in Eretz Yisrael and he came home to Bavel. So when he came from Bavel, back to Bavel, he said the following, Shemein Asri Klolus Kilo Yeshaya Yisrael. Yeshaya cursed the Jews with 18 curses. But then Yisgadar Daita, but he still didn't become satisfied. Achalahem Mikra Hazen, until he told them the next pasuk coming up. Yeharvo Anar Bazoking, that they will domineer the youngster over the elder, Vanikla, and the low person, Benichbad, and a respectable person. In other words, that was the ultimate curse, so to speak, that the youngsters are going to control the older people, and the he calls them the base, the simple people over the respectable people. So now the Gemara says, hey, Shmei Nesri Klolus Maininu, what are the 18 curses that Yeshaya prophesied about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? So he says, now the Gemara is going to say a whole bunch of psukim and just explain what the curses are. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Kinehine Ha'odin Hashem Tzvois, behold Hashem, master of the legions, Meisim Yerushalayim and Yehuda, is going to remove from Yerushalayim and from Yehuda. By you it's 14:8:3. Mishan Umishana, support and mainstay, Kol Mishan Lechem, every support of bread, V'chol Mishan Mayim, every support of water, Gibar V'ish Muhammad, hero, he's going to remove all of this from Yerushalayim. Ish Gibar, strong person, V'ish Muhammad, man of war, Shevet V'Navi, a judge, a prophet, Kesem, a divine person, V'Zokin, elder person, Sachamishim, captain of 50, when they say ponim, respected persons, v'yeit v'chacham chadoshim v'nevein lachash, an advisor, a scholar of scholars, a comprehender of whispers, meaning he understands even secrets, v'nasati na'odim sareim, I'm going to make youngsters their leaders, v'salulam yimshulubam, and makers are going to rule over them. So these are 18 things that Yeshaya said, God is going to remove all these good things from the Jewish people, and the bottom line is a bunch of kids are going to run the place. But now the Gemara explains, what does each one of these mean? Obviously, when you're talking about removing bread, he's not talking about physical bread. He's talking about levels of Kedusha. So he says as follows. Mishon, what does Mishon mean that he said before, support and mainstay? Elu Bali Mikra. He refers to masters of Chumash, of Tanakh. Mashano, mainstay, refers to Elu Bali Mishnah, people of the Mishnah, Kugain, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema v'chaverov, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and his friends. Meaning, God is going to remove the people that are scholars in Chumash, in scriptures, people that are scholars in Mishnah. Hashem is going to remove them all from Yerushalayim. They'll be left without any scholars. So the Gemara continues just to explain what this means. Pligabon Rapapa Rabbanon, there was an argument between the Rapapa and Rabbanon. Chad Amar, one of them says, what does it mean Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema was the master of Mishnah? What does it mean he was the master of Mishnah? Because they say, Sheish Mi'ei Sidri Mishnah, in his days, there were 600 orders of Mishnah. Like we said, today, we have only 6. In those days, of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, they had 600, and he mastered them all. And one of them says, no, Shva Mi'ei Sidri Mishnah, there were 700 order of Mishnah. So basically, he was pretty profound in Mishnah because they had 100 times more Mishnah than we have today. Or maybe even 100 plus if it's 700.
What happened to all these orders because
of the Gemara? Okay, so they say, here, at the bottom he discusses this. What was contained in those lost orders? Because certainly you couldn't have different halachas. I mean, basically everything's covered. It says the early Mishnah was a comprehensive and detailed expansion of the Mishnah that we have. There's a lot of laws which are only hinted to in our Mishnah over there where they were elaborated on. That's basically what that means. Right. And some people say what it means is he mastered all various different versions of hundreds of schools of thought. He was able to understand them all. Okay, now the Gemara is going back to the 18 curses. Kol mishan lechem, what does it mean? Took away every support of bread. Elu bali Talmud. This refers to masters of Talmud. Okay? Why? Because the rulings, like Rashi explains, why are Talmud experts likened to bread? Because this is the support, this is the bread of the Jewish people. Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Lechu lachmu belachmi, partake of my bread, Hashem says, Ushasu b'yayin mesachti, and drink wine that I have mixed. So obviously, it speaks about the wisdoms of Torah. It's not speaking about bread and wine. It's speaking about great people. V'chol mishan mayim, and what does it mean? Every support of water. Elu bali hagodah refers to masters of hagodah, like the stories of the Gemara. No, you have to go to the Chagiga. Yudalid Amir Aleph. It's like six lines into the wide lines, six lines into the wider lines of the Gemara. V'chol mishan mayim, what does it mean? Hashem will to remove all the support of water. Elu bali agod, it refers to people from agod, the stories of Torah. Shemeshchen liba shel adam, that draw the heart of the person. Kamayim, like water ba agod, throughout the agodic teachings. Meaning, just for those that came a little bit late, which are most of you. Yeshaya cursed the Jewish people with 18 curses. And the Gemara quoted it all from a pasuk. Hashem is going to remove from Yerushalayim the mainstay and the bread and water, and that's what the Gemara is up to now. So the Gemara is explaining the various different levels. Hashem is going to remove the people experts in Chumash. Hashem is going to remove the people experts in Mishnah. Now he's going to remove the people experts in Talmud. Now then he's going to remove the people from Yerushalayim that are experts in Agada. It's a Navi. It's a prophecy from Hashem because the Jewish people weren't behaving. So Hashem is cursing the Jewish people through the Navi, saying that this is what's going to happen to the Jewish people over here. Now the Gemara says Agada is interesting. The Gemara tells in Saita an interesting story. That two rabbis were teaching. One was teaching halacha, and one was teaching stories. So everybody went to the story guy. Who wants to go listen to halacha if you can listen to stories? So the rabbi teaching halacha felt insulted. I mean, he thinks to himself, halacha is more important than stories. Why is everybody running to the stories? So the rabbi said to him, don't feel bad. He gave him a marshal of a peddler. There's a peddler that sells cheap stuff. Everybody goes by to. And there's a peddler that sells very expensive stuff, only few people go. He says, what I'm selling is very expensive stuff. I mean, what you're selling, the halacha. It's very expensive. Not everybody can go buy halacha. Stories, everybody goes to. Don't feel bad. He was still upset, the Gemara says. Anyway, then the Gemara says, Giber, what does it mean, a strong person that Hashem is going to remove from Yerushalayim? Zabal Shmuis, it refers to master of halachic traditions. Meaning, because if he's strong, because he knows what the halachas are. Then it says, V'ish Muhammad, what does it mean? God is going to remove a warrior, a man of war. Zashiyadeh Elisa V'litin, a person that knows how to thrust and parry, so it means get involved, V'mechamte Shol Torah, the battle of Torah. Torah is also called a battle, because in Torah you also fight. Is the halacha this way? Is halacha friendly fights? But it's still fighting and arguing. Is it kosher? Is it not kosher? What's the reason? The questions, the answers. Shayfet, what does it mean Hashem is going to remove a judge? Refers to Dayan Shadon Din Amislamite, a judge that renders an absolutely true judgment. Meaning, in his truth, like the Mefarshim explain, some of the Rishen explain over here, that what it means is, there's a din in it's interesting, in Cheshem Mishpat, when it speaks about the laws of judges, it says that a judge, sometimes, he hears testimony from witnesses, but he knows they're lying. The judge. Right. It's, that's why there's, There's an expression in what the Gemara is saying over here, Shadon din emes la'amitei. Emes la'amitei means truthful truth. Not Shadon din emes means truth. Emes la'amitei means real truth. What do you mean real truth? Technically, the Torah says you go by witnesses. Okay? So if a guy judge one by witnesses, he's doing truth. What happens if the judge knows they're lying? He'll cross-examine the witnesses to such an extent to prove that they're liars. But he'll go out of his way, rather than saying, listen, okay, Torah says, you know, two witnesses testify, that's it. The Gemara says it's not called din emes la'amitei. It might be called a truthful judgment, but not din emes la'amitei, because it's not the ultimate level of truth. Navi, what does it mean? Hashem's going to remove prophets. Kamashma, the simple meaning. Kesem, what does it mean? Kesem, a divine person, refers to a king. Hashem's going to remove a king from Yerushalayim. Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, Kesem al sifsi melech. There's divinity on the lips of a king. So you see, king is called, you know, divinity. Zaken, what does it mean, an old man? Zasharoi li yeshiva, he's fit to sit in a rabbinical academy. Meaning, people can learn from him, study from him, and so on. Sara Hamishim, what does it mean, the officers of 50? Atikri Sar Hamishim, Elasar Chumshin. Meaning, Sarim of the Chumash. You know, princes of Chumash. Meaning, Zashiyadeh Elisa Velitim Bechamisha Chumshitera, a person knows how to go deeply into the depth of the Chumash. Davar Acher, another interpretation. What does it mean, Sar Chamishim? Ked Rababu, like Rababu says. Da'amer Rababu, Rababu says, Mikanchi Mamidim Meturgim in Alatzibur Pachas Mechamishim Shana. You're not allowed to appoint a spokesman for the community if the rabbi is less than 50 years old. That means he needs to be 50 years old to be a meturgeman. At the time of the Gemara, they had what was called a meturgeman. What does it mean, a meturgeman? The rabbi didn't have a loud voice, and he also didn't explain things to the fullest. The rabbi would speak. The meturgeman was literally an interpreter. But he would say it over louder, and if it needed explanation, he would explain it. So it says you need to be 50 years old.
To be the interpreter.
Right. No. Well, one opinion says the meturgeman itself needs to be 50. Rashi learns that the rabbi who he's interpreting has to be 50 years old. So it's either one opinion says the Gemara means here the rabbi has to be 50 or the interpreter has to be 50. When they say panim, what does it mean a respected person? The people whose behalf in the generation, meaning in heaven, they show him respect. And Rashi says what this means is that the whole world is sustained in his merit. That's a very great person, that the whole world is existing in his merit. And the Gemara says, Kugain Rab Chanina ben Daisa. The Gemara says about Rab Chanina ben Daisa. And he quotes here the famous Gemara in Brachis, that in the days of Rab Chanina ben Daisa, a voice came down from heaven. It says, a voice came down from heaven, the Gemara says in Brachis, every day, and said the following. The whole world is existing in the merit of Chanina. And Chanina himself lives from week to week by a boxer, by a carob tree. Now he is poor, doesn't live on anything, yet the whole world is existing in his merit. Huh?
Why was that?
He was the greatest person of Midas that lived in his time.
Why was he?
It's a very interesting story. He was a student of Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. He was a student of Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. And people used to go, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai himself went to Rabbi Chanina, but Rabbi Yechim's kid once became sick, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, and he went to Chanina ben Daisa to daven for him. So Mrs. Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai said to her husband, "You're the Rabbi, he's a student, why are you going to him to pray? You're greater than he is." So Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai said a very profound statement in the Gemara. He said, "Ani kasar lefnei hamelech. I'm like an officer of the king. V'hu ka'eved lefnei hamelech. And he's like a servant in the presence of the king." Rabbi Yechon says, I'm the officer, he's a servant. But you know what? The janitor that cleans the White House, the Oval Office, has more access to the president than the senators do. That doesn't make the janitor on a higher level than the senator. The bottom line is the secretary, or the janitor, whatever, that works in the Oval Office, has more access to the president than this. So what did Rabbi Mizake said? Yes, I'm his Rebbe. He is my student. I'm an officer. But he's the Eved, so he's more accessible to God than I am. The Gemara says about Rav Chanina ben Deisa, that when people came to Daven, the Gemara says also in Brachas, that when the people had somebody sick, they would come to Rav Chanina ben Deisa, and he would Daven for the person, and he would come back and say if the person was going to live or die. So they said to him, his friend said to him, how do you know? You know, are you a prophet? He said, no, I'll tell you the truth. If I'm davening for the person, it goes fluently, I know he's going to be healthy. If it doesn't go fluently, I know he's going to die. So Rav Chanina ben Deisa, in learning, there are people greater than him. Because if you look in the Gemara, there's very, very few learning expressions from Rav Chanina ben Deisa. But in Midas, in Tzidkis, in righteousness, Rav Chanina ben Deisa was, the whole world is existing on his merit.
Was it his choice to survive on carobs alone, or was it because of
his choice? Well, he was broke.
And nobody would...
Obviously, he didn't want to take money from people.
What you're talking about is when they come, when they reach that level, they don't feel anything lacking anymore.
That's true.
Yeah, but... We mentioned in the past, the famous story is his wife and daughter, that I don't remember any. Erev Shabbos, they were so poor, they had no oil to light the Shabbos candles. She only had vinegar. So they didn't know what to do, so they sent a shlich to the Beis Medrash, to ask Rav Chanina ben Deisa, what should we do? We have no money for oil, we only have vinegar. So he said, the famous Gemara, Mi sha'amar l'shemen v'yadlik, yomer l'chometz v'yadlik. He said, the same God that says oil will burn, we'll say vinegar should burn, like the vinegar. And they let the vinegar, which normally doesn't burn, and it burnt the whole Shabbos. So the Gemara is saying, this is the level of a person who's respected in heaven to such an extent that the whole world is in his merit. Lamata, what does it mean? That's a respectable person in heaven. What's a respectable person on earth? Kugen Rababu Bekeser. Rababu, who used to be in the palace of the Caesar. The Gemara says, it says as follows. When Rababu went from the yeshiva, he was involved in politics of the government. When he went to Caesar's palace, not in Vegas, when he went, the people came out and said, Prince of his people, leader of his nation, radiant as a lit candle, may your arrival be blessed with peace. So in other words, even the Goyim, the Roman emperor, respected this Rababu. Yayetz, the 13th thing that Hashem is going to remove in a curse from the Jews, is an advisor. Sheyadei la'abeshanim, that knows how to figure out, you know, the leap years and the leap months. Lekver chadashim, to establish months. V'chacham, what does it mean, chacham? The Talmud HaMachkem, Mr. Rabbeisov, refers to a scholar, that a student who makes his teacher smart. There's a Gemara in Tainus that says, one of the rabbis of the Gemara said the following. Harbe kibalti merabbeisai. He said, I learned a lot from my rabbis. I learned more from my friends. And the most, the rabbi said, the most I learned was from my students. Because when students ask questions, it makes the rabbi go deeper into the learning. So this is what the Gemara calls, Am Talmud hamachkem es rabbeisov, a Talmud that makes the rabbi smarter. That's not what the Gemara means. There was a Rapidos in the Gemara that had a dumb student. That's why it says, Lo ya kapten melamed. A strict person can be a teacher. You know, like a not patient person. Rapidos had a student that he had to explain to him everything 400 times. He didn't get it until 400 times. The Gemara says once, close to the end of the 400 times, the student asked a question that showed that he didn't get it. He did it another 400 times. to teach him. So sometimes a dumb student, I don't know how much smarter he became from it. Okay, then it says, Charoshim. What is Charoshim? You're late.
Does everybody care whether I'm late or not? He's the only one you should care about.
Charoshim sheba b'shashi b'seach b'divrei Torah. Scholars of Charoshim, that when he begins discussing words of Torah, Hakol Nasim Charosh, everybody becomes like mute, deaf. Meaning, he's such a great scholar, and when he talks, everybody just listens in awe. Nevein, Zameiv and Dovim Miteich Dovod, one who comprehends one thing from the next. The Gemara says, in different places, what's the difference between a Chacham and a Maven? Or Chacham and Bina? Chacham is a person who understands something. Bina, the Gemara says, is Maven Davar Miteich Davar. When you understand one thing, he is able to take it a step further to understand it more. And then it says, Lachash. What does it mean, Lachash? That refers to such a great person that Roy Limsley Divide Teda Shinitna Balachash. He is worthy. What do you mean, whispers? He is worthy of being taught things of Torah that were handed down privately, secretly. Meaning, the mystical parts of Torah that normally you can't teach publicly, this person is worthy of learning them. And the last one was, V'nasati na'odim sarayim, I'm going to make the youngsters the leaders. My v'nasati na'odim sarayim, what does it mean? I'm going to make the youngsters the leaders. Amir Abulazar says, Elo b'nei adam shimunodim in amitzis, people who are empty from mitzvahs. Nad normally means a youngster. Here he says, Na'odim means empty. Doesn't necessarily mean age-wise young versus old. It means who's going to be the leaders, people that are empty for mitzvahs.
Did you say nar?
Yeah.
That's a fool. Not necessarily age.
Correct. That's the way the Gemara learned it. B'salulim yimshuluvam, and makers will rule them. Amen of Papa, Ravacha Bayakev, who does this refer to? Tale b'nei tale. Foxes, the son of foxes. What does it mean? Weak people or wicked people, people who are clever and evil like fox, so they and their children are going to be running the Jewish people. So basically the Gemara finished. These are the 18 curses that Yeshaya Novi cursed the Jews for not behaving in Torah mitzvahs. The Gemara explained each one of the things of the pasuk. Basically what it means is Hashem is going to remove all the great people from the Jewish people. And who's going to run it? The low lives, the fools, the like today's world. But Yeshaya was not satisfied with the curses until he finished up with the following verse. Yiravo anar bezokin, the youngster will domineer over the elder, meaning elu b'nei adam shimon adam min amitzvahs, people are empty for mitzvahs. Yiravo will be domineering b'misha mamulam mitzvahs kerimin, of people that will be full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate. The Gemara says at the end of Chagiga Taka, the Gemara says, Peshe Yisrael, even the Jewish sinners, Malaya mitzvahs kerimin, are full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate. So it says, these people...
He's a pomegranate.
No, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, Palachrim and Rakoseich. It's a pasuk of Sher Shirim. So the Gemara says, what does Pelachrim and Rakosich mean? That even the Rekonim, even the Rekonim Shebach, even the lowest of the Jews, are full of mitzvahs like pomegranate. I mentioned once, a big rabbi once came into the Rebbe. And the Rebbe said, say something in learning, you know, say something in Torah. So the guy said to the Rebbe, this Gemara always bothered me. He says, how can the Gemara say that the empty Jews, meaning the sinners, are full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate? If they're sinners, how could they be full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate? That's what he asked the Rebbe. If they're sinners, how could he be full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate? So the Rebbe looked at him and said, you know, it's interesting. I also never understood this Gemara. What I didn't understand is, if the Gemara says they're full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate, why are they called sinners? He turned it around. This person says, if they're sinners, how could they be full of mitzvahs? And the Rebbe said to him, if they're full of mitzvahs, how could they be called sinners?
Did they get an answer? That's a question.
They both have a good question.
But no answer?
No, you don't need answers in Judaism.
So no one, you don't need answers.
Okay, then he says, "Vanikla bechavid," and what does it mean? The base, I mean, the low person will domineer over the respectable person. Yave misha chamuris demes olav kakalis. Let a person whose grave sin feel like light sins come and dominate over a person whose light sins sim as grave sins. Meaning as follows: you have grave sins and you have easy sins. So a very religious person treats a light sin like a heavy sin. And people that are not religious treat a heavy sin like a light sin. They don't care about it. So he says, the people that treat heavy sins like light sins are going to rule over the people that treat light sins like heavy sins. So he's learning, but nichbad doesn't mean honorable, it means heavy. Meaning heavy sins and light sins. Okay, then the Gemara says, but Amen of Katina says, Afilu b'shashik shalayna shal Yerushalayim, even in the hour of Yerushalayim's downfall, leposkemi hambali amana, but truthful people still existed in Yerushalayim. The Gemara is saying that even though all these curses took place, and all these great people were removed from Yerushalayim, but Yerushalayim still had truth. What does it mean? Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, Ki yidbis ish ba'achiv beisaviv, when a man will grab hold of his brother, of the house of his father, and say to him, Simla locha katzin tiyalanu, you have a garment, be a chief for us. Meaning, they say, you have anything, be our leader. The people will be so empty from everything, if they find a guy that has something, they're going to say, oh, you have to be our leader. What does it mean? So the Gemara explains. Dvarim shebnei adam miskasim b'simla, kesimla, matters of Torah, that people cover themselves up with a garment, yeshnim tachas yadecha, will be found under your belt, so to speak, under your hand, meaning you're an expert in them. Now what happened is like this. Rashi explains, in the time of the Churban, before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, people were very illiterate. They stopped learning Torah. And people that were expected to be knowledgeable weren't. So when people asked them questions, they didn't answer them. Because they were embarrassed to say, I don't know. Because they didn't want to say, I don't know. It was an embarrassment. So they didn't allow people to ask him questions, not to show their ignorance. You have that today too, by the way. But anyway. Then it continues. The stumbling block will be in your possession. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, the stumbling block? It says, it's things that people don't grasp fully, unless if they stumble over them. There's an interesting concept in Torah, this Gemara, that you don't really understand something until you make a mistake in it and you are corrected. That's when you really get it right. When you made a mistake and they corrected you, that's when you learn to do it correctly. He says, Yashnam tachas yadecha, these are to be found in your possession. Therefore we say, Yisa bayemahu lemer. They're going to get up on that day and say, Le'eyacheva shall not be a ruler, ubebeisi in lechemein simla, and the guy will admit his truth. So what's the Gemara saying? That even in Yerushalayim's downfall, people are going to be honest. Meaning, even though they're completely ignorant, they know nothing of Torah, they're going to be honest and they're going to say, I have no bread, meaning I have no Torah, I have no garments. They say, Simuni katsunam, don't make me as a chief. Yisa shall raise up, meaning he'll swear. Shenema le'sisa, Hashem Hashem alekecha, not to swear falsely. What he's going to say, le'eyachevesh, I won't be a ruler, meaning le'yisi mecheshe be'samedesh, he's going to admit that he never was accustomed to go to the yeshiva to learn. Ubebeisi and lechem ein simla, in my house there's no bread and garment, meaning Shame biyadi, I don't know le mikra, le mishnah, le gemara, I don't know chumash, I don't know mishnah, I don't know gemara. Meaning, what do you see from all this? The gemara is bringing out a proof that even though Yerushalayim lost all its greatness, but people at least were honest. And they said, we don't know, and therefore we cannot be a leader. So the Gemara asks, Vidilma, how do you know they were honest? Maybe they had no choice. Vidilma, maybe. Shani Osim over there is different. The Amalu Gamin, if the guy would say, I learned, Amalu, they will tell him, Amalon. So tell us. How do you know they were honest because they wanted to be honest? Maybe because they had no choice. So the Gemara says, they had a way out. Havalei lemeima, they could have said, Gomer v'shachach, I learned, but I forgot. Meaning, I forgot the halacha. But instead, they say, I never learned. It shows that they were honest people. So the Gemara says, Mai le'er yecheivish. What does it mean when he says, I'm not accustomed to sequester myself in the house of study? Le'er yecheivish klal, I'm not accustomed to sequester myself at all, meaning I was never knowledgeable. To admit that the guy never learned is a sign of honesty, of truth. So the Gemara says, Aini, Gemara is asking a question of Katina. Rav Katina said a statement that even though all the great things of Yerushalayim were taken away, nevertheless, truth they had. So the Gemara says, Aini, it's not true. For Ahmed Rav says, L'chavad Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is not destroyed. Until people of truth disappeared. The Gemara asks, how can you say that people of truth still were there when the Gemara says that the Yerushalayim was destroyed when truth stopped? That means there was no truthful people there. Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, Sheitetu b'chutzis Yerushalayim, they walk around in the streets of Yerushalayim, Uru'una, and please see, Udu b'akshi b'chavisel, and seek in the streets, in Timtsu Ish, if you will find a person, even one man, Yesh Eisim Mishpat Mevakesh Shemuna, Hashem says to the Jews, you know what? When Hashem was destroying the Jewish people, like the Jews were complaining, God, what are you doing? Hashem said to them, listen, walk in the streets of Yerushalayim. If you find one honest person, I won't destroy it. So obviously Hashem destroyed Yerushalayim because he couldn't even find one honest person. So how can you say that honesty still remained in Yerushalayim when the Gemara says that's when Yerushalayim was destroyed because there was no honesty? So the Gemara says the Kasha is not a question.
What year was that?
2005.
Before Moshe Pippik was born?
Yeah, 2 years before. So the Gemara answers, Habe divrei Torah, habe masu matan. Meaning as follows. Rav Katina's statement refers honesty in Torah. In Torah, they were honest. What the Pasuk refers to, Hashem said, find me one honest person who won't destroy it, it means in business. B'divrei Torah havo. In Torah, there were truthful. But b'maaseh matan, in business dealing, there were no truth left in Yerushalayim. And therefore, he said, and therefore the Mashal explains, therefore, what does the Pasuk say? God said, look in the streets, in the marketplaces, if there's honesty. God didn't say, go to the Beis Medrash and see if there's no honesty. Because in that Beis Medrash, there was still honesty. In the streets, people were completely dishonest. Okay, next story of the Gemara.
Could we say that even the Torah scholars at the time who were involved also in business were dishonest in business? Is that the mix, or was that not so?
I don't know to what extent it went. I mean, to say that the great sages in the time of the destruction of Beis Medrash were dishonest in business, a little hard to say. Or it could be on their level. They lacked honesty on their, you know, every person's honesty is dependent on their level. The greater the person, a greater level of honesty is expected from them. I'm not talking about outright cheating. You know.
That comment is...
One second, I'll give you an example. There's a pasuk that says, Dovet emes bilvove, a person who speaks truth in his heart. The Gemara tells a story, I think it was Mar Ukfa, but I'm not sure. The Gemara tells a story that there was one sage who was in business, and he was in the middle of davening. And the guy, a guy, came over to him and offered him X amount of money for a business deal, or a stone, or whatever. But he was in the middle of davening, he couldn't answer him. So the guy doesn't know davening. The guy thought it wasn't enough money, so he offered more. And he was so quiet. And then, so the guy offered more. And finally he finished davening. So, and this you won't find too much. So the Jew said to the guy, I'm going to sell it to you for the first price that you offered. Why? Because I was in the middle of davening, he wasn't obviously in Shemoneh Esrei, but when he was in the middle of davening, he couldn't talk. He said, when you offered me the first price, in my mind, I accepted it. So even though halachically, he could have taken the bigger price, the higher price, because he never said yes, you know. But that's called speaking truth. That's called honesty in a higher level of honesty. Now, on a tzaddik's level, if he wouldn't be that honest, even though halachically it's 100% honest, everybody does it. I mean, you didn't do anything wrong. But on his level, that would be called dishonesty. David Emmer was the same thing, speaking truth in the heart. Okay, Tan Rabban Maisa Rabbi Yechaman Zaki. Story with the story, famous story of Rabbi Yechaman Zaki. Shayerechev alachamer, he was riding on a donkey. Vayimahalach baderech, and he was going alongside the road. Vilabalazar ben Aroch, Mechamer ben Achrov, Rabalazar ben Aroch, his student, was walking behind him. Why? Because these rabbis, when they walked, they studied Torah. So Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch was walking behind him to hear the Torah that Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was learning. Amalei, so Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch said to Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, Rabbi, Shanali Perek Echol B'maisa Merkava, teach me one chapter of this Merkava stuff, the secrets of Torah that we're learning about. Amalei, so Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said to Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch, didn't I teach you? Did you not allow to learn, teach the Merkava to one student? How do you expect me to teach you Merkava? You're one student. Didn't I teach you that you're not allowed to teach one student the Maisa Merkava? How do you expect me to teach it to you? Amalei, so Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch said to Rabbi Yechon Zakkai, Rabbi, Tarsheni Leima Lefanecha Dover Echot Shilamaritani. Can I tell you something you taught me in my Merkava? So in other words, Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch asked Rabbi Yechon Zakkai to say something. Rabbi Yechon Zakkai says, I'm not allowed to. So Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch said to Rabbi Yechon Zakkai, can I say something to you that you taught us? So what happened? Amar Lei, so he said, Amar, say. The Rebbe gave the student permission to talk. What happened? Miyad yodah Rabbi Yechon Zakkai melech Amar. Rabbi Yechon Zakkai went off the donkey. Out of respect to his student speaking, he got off the donkey. V'nisativ, he put in garment. When the Chachamim used to learn in the Gemara, used to wrap themselves up in a talus, not to be disturbed. So he got off the donkey, he wrapped himself up in a garment, the Yoshev ala Evan Tachas Azayis, and he sat on his stone under an olive tree, and the Mashal explains why it's an olive tree, because an olive symbolizes learning Torah. So, Amarle, so the Elazar ben Aroch said to his Rebbe, Mipnei ma yoradu tomi ala chamer. Why did you go off the donkey? I'm your student. You don't have to have respect for me. Amar, so Rabbi Yechon Zakkai said to him, Efshir ata derish b'maisa merkava. You are speaking in the secrets of Torah. Ushchini manu, the divine presence, is with us. Umalachi asharis malavanei son, and the angels are accompanying us. Vani erkav ala chamer, and I should ride on a donkey? He said, I didn't get off for you. He said, you're going to be talking secrets of Torah. The divine presence is here. The mal angels are here, and you expect me to sit on the donkey? Miyad, Pasach Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch. So right away, Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch opened his mouth, and he dashed b'maisa merkava. He spoke about the story of the God's throne. V'yarda esh min ha-shamayim, a fire came down from heaven. And surrounded all the trees in the field. Paschu kulam, all the trees opened their mouths and said praise to God. That means when he spoke, obviously, it's figuratively speaking, as we'll soon see what it means. But the Gemara simply says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got off in the donkey. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach started speaking. And right away a fire came down from heaven, surrounded the trees, and the trees started singing praise to God. That means it was such a revelation of godliness going on that everybody was encompassed and surrounded by this Kedusha. And he said, Mashira Amru, what praise did the trees say? What we say in davening every day. Haluka Alu Asa Hashem in Haaretz, praise Hashem from the earth, Taninim, the sea giants, V'chol Tahemis in all the watery depths, Halu Eitz Periv V'chol Arazim, fruit trees and cedar trees will praise God, Nena Malach Ben Oesh, so an angel from fire spoke up, I'm sorry, an angel from the fire spoke up and said, Hein Hein Amarisim Ekova, this is certainly the Maisim Ekova, this was an angel created, as Mefarshim explained, this is an angel created from Rabbi Elazar ben Arach's teachings. We learned before that when you learn secrets of Torah, the angels are created. So the Gemara says, Amed Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got up after Rabbi Elazar ben Arach started talking, you know, greatness of Torah. Neshakei al Reishi kissed his head and said the following thing to him. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, blessed is God, the God of the Jews, Shenasim ben Lavram Avinu, that gave such a child to Avram Avinu, Sheyedei Lahavin Valachke V'lidrish B'maisim Merkava, who knows how to comprehend, delve into and expound the teachings of Merkava. And he said the following, Yesh no Deirish, there's a person who knows how to speak well, Ve'inor Mekayim, but he doesn't practice well. There's a person, Noam Mekayim, who knows how to practice well, Ve'inor Deirish, but he doesn't know how to speak well. Ata Noam Deirish, Ve'inor Mekayim. You, though, know how to do both. You know how to speak well, and you know how to practice well. So he says, Ashrecha Avram Avinu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, fortunate are you, Avram Avinu, Shalazar ben Arach, Yotzmech al Asecha, that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach can emerge from you. And as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Avram Avinu, you're lucky that you have such a descendant as Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Whatever.
Did anybody ever say that about you growing up?
Yeah. But I won't tell you what they really said.
No,
you're not allowed to say them in the too many words.
Sure
you don't say in the shum.
Now,
the Masha, yeah, the Masha explains, what are all these things going on? Fire came down from heaven, surrounded the trees. What does it mean? So Masha explains as follows. The fire that appeared in Yechezkel's vision of the Merkava, surrounded the trees, refers to Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Merkava and Maisa Bereishis were sung by the trees, meaning they are the part of God's creation, so they understand what's going on over here. In other words, it wasn't the physical fire that came down, basically. It means that it engulfed the entire creation of the teachings of Maisa Merkava and the Maisa Bereishis. So now the Gemara continues. Kshaamru advarim lefnei Rabbi Yeshua. Somebody told Rabbi Yeshua the story what happened with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. So, Ho Yehuv and Rabbi Yisi HaKoyin Mahalchum HaDerech. One day, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yisi HaKoyin were going in this road. Amru, they said, Af Anu Nidrush B'Maisim Rekava. We should also talk Maisim Rekava, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Pasach Rabbi Yeshua V'Dorish. Rabbi Yeshua opened his mouth and expounded. The Eise Yem Degmar says, that time when they were walking in the road was Tkufis Tamas, was the summer in Eretz Yisrael when there were no clouds. The rainy seasons of winter. Summer, there's no clouds. When they started talking Maisa Merkava, Niskashu Shemayim Ba'oven, the sky became thick with clouds. V'nira Kamen Kashet Ba'onan, it was something like a rainbow appeared in the clouds, not a real rainbow, because a real rainbow is not a good sign. This is something like a rainbow. Hoyo Malachi Ashoris Miskapsin, all the angels in heaven gathered, Uboyan Lishmaya, and they came to listen to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yisi HaKoyin. Kibnei Adam, like people, Shemiskapsim Abot Lireis, Bizmazmute Chosim Vikala, that they came, like people going, you know, when there's a wedding, everybody wants to see the merrymaking. All the angels came to like Tachasana. They all came. Aholach Rabbi Yisi HaKoyin went. Vesipa Dvarim Lefnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yisi HaKoyin went and told the original Rabbi Yechiel Zaki, what happened to them? Amr Rabbi Yechiel Zaki said, Ashreichem, fortunate are you, Ba'ashe Yeladetchem, fortunate are your people that gave birth to you, Ashrei Einai, he said, fortunate are my eyes, Shekachro, that I saw the same thing like you did. Meaning, Afani Ba'atem B'chaleimi, Rabbi Yechiel Zaki said to Rabbi Yechiel Zaki, you know what, I had a dream. In my dream, I saw me and you seated at Har Sinai. V'nitna aleinu baskum in Hashemayim, and a voice came down from heaven to us. This is what he saw in a dream. Alu lekan, ascend here, traklin gedelis, there's large dining halls, umatzoyes noyes, and elegant couches, mutzas lachem, are prepared for you. Meaning, Rabbi Yechiel Zaki said, just like you saw great visions, I saw in my dream great visions about you too. How great you are. Atem v'talmidichem v'talmidei talmidichem. You and your students, and your students, muchanim, muzumanim, are designated and ready, lekach lishis, to the third group. Meaning, there's three groups that sit before God, whatever it means. Three groups of people sit before God. You guys merit to have all three. Or the third division. There's two opinions over here, what it means. No, I'm sorry. Well, it means to the third level, which was the highest level. Rabbi Yechiel Zaki said, you, your students, merit to be in the highest level of the Shechina. So the Gemara asks, V'eini, it's not true. How could you say that Belozer ben Aroch expounded in Ma'isa Merkava? It's not true. Why? V'tanya, Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yehuda says, Sholosh Artsoy is saying, there are three discourses in Ma'isa Merkava. Rabbi Yeshua hears the Dvarim Lefnei Rabbi Yechiel Zaki. One that Rabbi Yeshua said before Rabbi Yechiel Zaki. One is that Rabbi Kiva said Lefnei Rabbi Yeshua. And one is Chanina ben Chachinoi, said before Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara asked the question, how could you say Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch expounded in front of Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai, Ma'isa Merkava, when it only says Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, and Chanina ben Chachinoi did it? How can you say Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch is not mentioned? V'ilu Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch lo kachashiv, and Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch is not mentioned. So the Gemara answers as follows. The Arzi, the Gemara only mentions a person who discoursed to others and others before him. Meaning all the other rabbis that they mentioned did two things. They said discourses and students said discourses to him. Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch only said discourses. Nobody said the discourses to him, so they don't mention him. The Arzi Kamei, but the one like Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch who discoursed before others, but not the others to him, they didn't. So the Gemara asks, "V'chanina ben Chachinoi do le'artzik kamei?" But the last one mentioned Chananya ben Chachinoi taught said to Rabbi Kiva, but nobody said to him. So the Gemara says, "The artzim miya kamei man da artzim." At least somebody said it before them, meaning Chanina ben Chachinoi is only mentioned to show Rabbi Kiva had both. Rabbi Kiva said and was said too, but that's it. But the Gemara says, it's not a contradiction. Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch did preach Ma'isa Merkava, except nobody preached it to him, so therefore they don't count it. The next Gemara that we're just going to start, because it's a very profound Gemara. This is one of the most famous stories in the Gemara, about four rabbis that entered into the secrets of Torah. One died, one went Meshuggah, one became an Apicatus, and one came out okay. This is... Yeah.
I gotta do that.
Tan Rabban.
Got a kid once in a while.
Okay. Tan Rabban learned. We'll just start this Gemara. Abba Nichnas and Lepadis. Four sages wentered into the sublime orchard. Rashi and Taisis both say, how did they get there? You know, so they say they said a name of God. The Kabbalistic name of God, or the shame of Membay, some people say, whatever, and that allowed them to go all the way up to the highest spiritual realms possible. Now, pardes literally means an orchard. Now, basically, orchard over here is the similar concept of Gan Eden, just like paradise is a place before God. Pardes, an orchard, refers to a very deep level of Torah, which is only before God. In fact, the word pardes stands for pshat, remez, drush, and sod, which are the four parts of Torah. The simple meaning, the homiletical meaning, the numerical value meaning, the homiletical meaning, and the secret meaning. Now, they did it, were engaged, they went into the deepest levels of Torah. So who were the four? Halo, and these are them. Ben Azai, Ben Zayma, Acher, who was called Ralisha Ben Avuya, who was the Rabbi of Rab Meir, and Rabbi Akiva. These are the four that entered the Pardes. Now, even though these rabbis did it, but later generations didn't have the ability to go into these, deep things. And Rabbi Kiva is in this later, but Rabbi Kiva is warning them, when you go up there, be careful. Don't look where you shouldn't, because it's too great. If you look where you shouldn't, something terrible is going to happen to you. Like with them, one died, one cracked up, one became an apicurus. So Rabbi Kiva warned them, don't go into the levels of godliness that you're not able to handle, because it's going to have an negative effect on the person. Now, they have to be prepared to get into it. They have to receive. They have to go into the seven heavens. They have to understand all these great, complicated, Kabbalistic things that we don't... it's not normal to do it.
Was Rabbi Akiva considered greater than the three at the time, before this incident? Or was he considered on par?
Ben Azai and Ben Zayma were students of Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azai, according to one opinion, was Rabbi Akiva's son-in-law. There's a famous story, according to one opinion in the Gemara, that Ben Azai married Rabbi Akiva's daughter, and then he said, you know what? Nafshi choshka b'teira. I want to learn Torah, I can't be bothered with family and parnasos. He asked his wife permission to divorce her, and she agreed. And Rabbi Akiva's wife, Rachel, the famous Rachel, who Rabbi Kiva said that whatever I know is because of her, said to her daughter, you're even greater than me. I married your father for Torah, and you divorced your husband for Torah. So she told her daughter, you're even greater than me. Okay, we have to, this is because Murray needs a little bit of...